Hey, 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 it's your girl Danny Ray, and welcome to Real Talk with Danny Ray. Yes, today is Wednesday. It is Real Talk Wednesdays, y'all. I'm so glad that you're here, so glad that you're tuned in. Make sure you share this with a family member or a friend. Follow me on Instagram at Real Talk with Danny Ray. Or if you have any comments, any feedback, or if you want to be a guest on the show, please send me an email to realtalkwithdannyray@gmail.com. I decided that I needed to take a different approach with my podcast. Because when I first started, I pretty much was going to tap into everything. Love, life, relationships, religion, business, music, celebrities, anything you want to talk about, I was going to do it here. But then I realized that I needed to go in a different direction. Because there are a lot of people going through things personally, and they have nowhere to turn, or they have no one that they can talk to. And I really wanted to make this a place where people can really come and share their stories to let other people know, those people that are going through these things, these situations, whatever they're going through. I wanted people to come onto the show to let others know that they are not alone in what they're going through. So, my first official episode for Real Talk Wednesdays was last Wednesday. And my first guest was my sister, Miss Connie B. She is an author, she's a mentor, she's an inspirational speaker, and she is definitely a true woman of God. And she came on to the show and explained what we called the process, and it's the process of her transition from marriage to being single. And a lot of people had no idea what Connie was going through. I mean, she hit it so well that even I was shocked when she explained to me a lot of what was going on with her. And we see each other every Sunday in church. I mean, like, seriously, fam, you never would have known what she was dealing with on the inside. And so she talked about the hurt and the pain process that she went through while she was married. There was infidelity in the marriage. And I can't even lie, y'all. It's even making me a little emotional because of the simple fact that I actually was there for a lot of it. And there was a lot of tears that were shed. You know, her relationship with God was even tested. She, for me, was the greatest example of a perfect wife. She cooked for him. She cleaned. She made sure his clothes were ready. She dedicated her life to her husband. And what I appreciate about her is admitting that instead of putting God first, she put her husband first. That's a hard pill to swallow. That is a hard thing for someone to say. But I commend her fully. So, my listeners, what I really want you to do is go back and listen to last week's podcast with myself and Miss Connie B. Listen to her story. And I mean, don't sit there and try to fast forward. No, I want you to really listen. We dug deep into her process. And it was not easy. And what I can really appreciate is that she did not allow this situation to tear her down. It honestly built her up. So we didn't get a chance to finish. We are doing a part two. Trust me, part two is coming quickly. It's coming because we do have to finish that conversation. But listening to her again, it let me know that you could do anything, especially when God is at the head of it. It's okay to cry. It's okay to scream out. It's okay to be angry. Let it all out. But at the end of the day, we have to understand that God is always in control of everything. And she let God take control. And fam, when I tell you, it's the best thing that I have ever seen. And I'm talking about, she went through some serious storms. She really did. And, you know, like I said, I mean, it got so deep. Like the podcast, it had to be cut off. Because we really didn't want to, or she really didn't want to give it all away. Like, I'm just saying, you just have to, you guys have to be ready for part two. It's time to get unstuck. It's time to pray. You have to let God take control. I realize, even for myself, I can't do it all. And that's the part about me. I try to be superwoman. I try to fix it. And because I do that, things don't always go like I would think that they would. So for myself, I'm learning still. Learning how to let God take control of a situation that I no longer can handle. And my sister, Connie, God handled it for her. He really did. Yeah, just go back and listen to last week's podcast. Please do so. I do want to hear from you. Send me an email, realtalkwithdannyray@gmail.com. Let me know your thoughts. If you're going through the same thing, let me know. If you want to share your story, let me know. Because in the times that we're in, man, people need a lot of healing. People really need to understand that they are not alone in what they're going through. God, thank you. This is why I did this. This is why I changed my podcast up to be the way that it is. That's why I said it's real conversations with real people. Full transparency. If we're not going to be honest with ourselves, then who are we going to be honest with? It's time for us to really hold ourselves accountable for what we do. God really ain't playing with us. He's not. The time is now. And if she can get through it, you can too. You can too. But thank you so much, family, for listening in. I know it's a little short today, but I'll be back next week. Next Wednesday, 7 p.m. Real Talk with Danny Ray. It's Real Talk Wednesdays. Until next time.